The treatment for migraine, starting with the abortive treatment, the options are migraine specific treatments and general pain treatments. We always want to start with over the counter medication, things like non-steroidal anti inflammatories, ibuprofen, naproxen, and also acetaminophen. Even including things like Excedrin migraine, which includes caffeine and acetaminophen, and those kind of medications. There is very definite evidence that NSAIDs and acetaminophen are effective rescue treatment for migraine. And it's important before we jump to using triptans, the migraine-specific medications, that we check with the patient and ensure that they have tried the NSAIDs and acetaminophen, because although it's typical, it's very common that they have usually tried it and probably failed it. It's important to make sure that they did. Now, if they fail these treatments, then we move to triptans. There are seven different medications in the same family of triptan. Those are serotonin receptor agonists, and those different medications work on different types of the serotonin receptors, and we're not going to get in details there. However, they are commonly effective or very effective in aborting the migraine treatment. A few things to keep in mind when we talk about triptan. Number one, they must be taken early at the onset of the migraine headache. As soon as the patient feels that the headache is starting, then they should take their triptan, because delaying taking the treatment significantly reduces the efficacy of that treatment. The other point is we need to keep in mind that they have vasoconstrictive effects, and patients who have coronary artery disease or have history of TIAs and strokes, we need to be very cautious. And generally speaking, we consider triptans contraindicated in these cases. Also, because of the vasoconstriction, we have limit on how much we can take triptan in a short period of time. So generally speaking, the consensus is the patient must not take more than two doses in 24 hours and no more than four doses in 1 week. Again, as a precaution to make sure that we will not end up with serious side effects from these medications. Usually the patient will take the first dose and wait about 2 hours. If the headache is not significantly better or resolved, then they can take their second dose after that, and then no more doses for 24 hours. So those triptans, another point important to understand about them, they're all obviously available orally, but depending on what brand or what type, some of them are available as inhalers, some of them are available as injections, sub-Q injections. Now, another treatment for migraine is ergotamine, and especially the dehydroergotamine. This was a common treatment in the past. It is not commonly used a lot anymore orally, since triptans appeared. However, we still use DHE very commonly as an IV treatment for status migrainosis. So that's one very important indication for DHE, which is an intractable prolonged migraine attack, which is status migrainosis. Now, other general pain medications, things that are narcotics, for example, or have butalbital like Furoset or Furinal, those medications certainly can be used, but they are not recommended in migraine treatment because of their high chance of causing rebound headache, apart from the, obviously causing dependency and addiction. Again, if we have a very reliable patient who has fairly infrequent migraines and they have failed the triptans and the NSAIDs and stuff, there's absolutely nothing wrong about trying limited prescription of narcotic things like hydrocodone or hydromorphone. But the prescription must be very, very limited. We're talking about, again, probably 4, 5, 6 pills a month, considering that the frequency is low, so they can use it as needed if it proves to be effective for them. If we're dealing with a patient who has more frequent migraines, couple times a week, for example, I would be extremely in favor of not offering the patient this treatment because gradually we may lead the patient into a path of getting dependent on these medications. Again, whenever these medications are prescribed for a patient with headache, the prescription is recommended to be very limited. So the patient will not have the ability to overuse the medication because of their frequent headaches. Now, moving to the prophylactic treatment, the five most effective medications that we use for migraine prevention are beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, especially verapamil, TCAs, and especially amitriptyline, and a couple anti-epileptic drugs, topiramate and valproic acid. They are all FDA approved for this indication. They are all very effective. The choice of which one to use in a specific patient largely relies on what other comorbidities the patient has that we can treat with the same medication, and what are the possible contraindications or conditions that might be worsened by these medications. If we cannot make an easy decision based on that, a lot of times the process is trial and error. We're going to pick one of them, start it at a relatively low dose, and gradually build up and titrate up the dose to a maximum dose, or until the patient develops side effects, so we cannot keep going up, or maybe until the patient, notices the improvement in their headache. And if that medicine, after a fair trial, fails controlling the headache, then we're going to taper it off and start a different one. A patient needs to understand that those medications are not going to work right away. There is some delay before we see the benefit.